In 1983, money was tight for the company. When the lease expired, we couldn't agree on a rent to pay the landlord.
We rented the site off the landlord. The landlord, who was a local enthusiast, had bought it on our behalf.
He paid, I believe, £1,500 for the site, and we were spending thousands of hours putting the site back to sound condition. And certainly the building that we bought for the main shed from 61MU was more valuable than the site itself. And everything that we were doing was enhancing the value of his property. And I disputed this at several committee meetings, that if he were as benevolent as Mr. Potter, he would donate that site to us rather than a 25-year lease, or at least allow us to pay it back with interest. But he would never do that. We were not too naive, but we weren't in a financial position to do anything about. We hadn't got the money to sort of buy the site ourselves.
And initially we paid him a nominal rent, sort of peppercorn rent, and it was renewed every 5 years, and there was a bit of an increase, that was part and parcel of inflation. But suddenly it went up with a wallop, one heck of a wallop, and quite simply, by this time, basically we couldn't afford the new rent.
We could only ever spend at Dinting money which we'd earned. We never had any capital to invest. There was very, very little in the way of grants. And when we subsequently found that our rent was going upwards, it really became very difficult, because we were wanting to spend every penny we earned on developing the site, the buildings, and yet maybe a quarter of our profit, half a profit for any 1 year, was going in rent.
And the only mistake that George Davies ever made was allowing him to buy it, because George had the money himself to buy it at the time. But he trusted him, and the trust was thrown back in the face to some tune, wasn't it?
We were struggling, the railway were struggling, to pay our way, and basically we were slipping down the slippery slope into, not bankruptcy, but we weren't, we're heading in that direction, I think. Our instructions to the solicitors were basically renew the lease according to the terms of the existing lease, which were, we have the automatic right of renewal, we can say what we think the price increase should be, if any. We had a pretty good lease, but like I say, it wasn't renewed at the appropriate time, so it lapsed. That left us wide open to having a new lease imposed on us, or getting off the land straight away.
We were always objecting to the rent, and whilst we had the protection of the Landlord and Tenant Act, he could appoint a valuer, we could appoint a valuer, and they could agree a valuation for the rent between them, and he had to abide by it, and we had to abide by it. Because subsequently, once we lost that protection, then he could put the rent whatever he liked.
Having said that, we were then able to sue our solicitor for the loss of this Landlords and Tenants Act protection. We were able to sue him for that, and also, of course, sue him for the extra money we were required to pay.
As it got more and more serious, of course, the pressure was put on the people who were guaranteeing the lease, what we had with the landlord. It came to one point where we sat round the table and we had to make it clear that we would actually have to sell Bahamas to pay off the debts that the society had incurred to basically save people's houses and people's livelihoods being broken up by the society. It's pretty hard to go home and explain that you've just had the house repossessed to pay off the debts of basically a hobby. I don't think that'll go down too well.
Looking back, that was a very difficult time, and it got more difficult, and obviously, eventually, we fell out with the landlord and we had to leave Dinting. And that probably one of the saddest times in my life. I think it was a culmination of a very awful period, because we'd had to fight over the rent. And that fight had been going on for many years, and eventually we lost. So not only did we have to face the problem of leaving Dinting and finding another place, we also have the humiliation of seeing our locomotive engines, which we'd thought we'd looked after very well for other people, taken away and dispersed. Blue Peter and Britain, and the Grand Central 280, various others as well. It was a very difficult time, and somehow or other we survived.
He was wanting our money, he was stealing our dream, he was killing the vision we saw in the steam. He took back his land, he destroyed our goal, but he couldn't take our spirit, couldn't take our soul. suitcase. We filled our pipe bags, held on to the riches we'd got from the rags. We left all the weeds way down in some hole, but we didn't leave our spirit, didn't leave our soul. Took our beliefs without losing tears. We kept it together, we stayed in control, and we kept all our spirits, kept hold of our souls.